Blog Talk Radio.
Heights Educational Radio Show, and this is your host, Sadia Itaz. Today's topic will be about why it's important to recycle. Although, firstly, for more information or questions, you can contact us anytime by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or email us at newheights@yahoo.com and call us at 419-786-0247. Anytime to call in, you can call in anytime during the show for questions or just to join in to the discussion at 347-633-9225. Before I begin, there are some announcements that enrichment classes for homeschool and charter school families in Northwest Ohio will be offered weekly, biweekly, or monthly, and enrichment day classes starting in September or October. Classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment day classes are in the planning process. We now have a volunteer instructor to oversee these classes. So far, we will be offering a culinary class and are open to more suggestions. Students are invited to not only attend, but participate in instructing some of them classes. These classes will be held Fridays from either 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. or 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us ASAP at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org or even call us. So recycling is a very easy thing to do, and it can be very, very fun. To make it really easy, all you have to really do is just decide if it goes in the garbage or if it goes in the recycle bin before you throw it away. But to make it fun, you can just use the object if it's recyclable and make it into a fun project. It can be big or small. You might be wondering, but why in the world would I want to recycle when it's so easy just to put it all in the garbage? Well, I'm here to tell you why. So I know many people know why, but it seems like we forget now and then and might be a little too lazy sometimes. An article on the website, www.economist.com, reads, the Waste and Resources Action Program, or WRAP, asked the National Technical University of Denmark and the Danish Topic Center on Waste to conduct a review of 55 life cycle analyses, all of which were selected because of the rigorous methodology. The researchers then looked at more than 200 scenarios, comparing the impact of recycling with that of burying or burning particular types of waste material. They found that in 83% of all scenarios that included recycling, it was indeed better for the environment. Recycling has many other benefits. It conserves natural resources. It also reduces the amount of waste that is buried or burned. Hardly ideal ways to get rid of the stuff. But perhaps the most valuable benefit of recycling is the saving in energy and the reduction in greenhouse gases and pollution that result when scrap metals are substituted for virgin feedstock. If you can use recycled materials, you don't have to mine ores, cut trees, and drill for oil as much, says Jeffrey Morris of Sound Resource Management, a consulting firm based in Olympia, Washington. Even the smallest thing can help the environment because it will all add up to a great amount. Recycling saves resources, prevents pollution, and even creates jobs. Now we know why we should recycle. Now we should know what to recycle. So some things that you can easily recycle are paper, cardboard. It will be better if you flattened it out and folded it. Aluminum, It should be like soda bottles or cans. They should also be rinsed out. So also plastic, which like containers or plastic cans, cups or plates. Also those should be rinsed. And those and one not to recycle is batteries, pails, steel wire or cables, containers that hold dangerous chemicals, mirrors, light bulbs, ceramics, plastic bags, or even juice boxes. Okay, so on the plastic, sometimes I like always have wondered at the bottom, there's always this number that is like either 1 through 7. And I read up an article that explains on the website, www.ecovillagegreen.com. So the plastic that has a number 1 on it is polyethylene terephthalate, also known as PETE or PET. Most disposable soda and water bottles are made of plastic number 1, and it's usually clear. This plastic is considered generally safe. However, it is known to have a porous surface that allows bacteria and flavor to accumulate. So it's best not to keep reusing these bottles as makeshift containers. This plastic is picked up by most curbside recycling programs. Plastic with the number 2 is high-density polyethylene, or HDPE. Most milk jugs, detergent bottles, juice bottles, butter tubs, and toiletries bottles are made of this. This plastic is considered safe and has low risk of leaching. It also is picked up by most recycling programs. Any plastic with the number 3 is polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. It's used to make food wrap, bottles for cooking, and plumbing pipes. PVC is a tough plastic, but it's not considered safe to cook food near it. You should minimize the use of number 3 plastic around food as much as possible. Never cook using food wrap, especially in a microwave. If the wrap is listed as microwave safe, then I would still not let it touch the food while it's using in the microwave. Number 3 plastic is rarely accepted by recycling programs. Also, now, any plastic with a number 4 is low-density polyethylene, or LDPE. It's used to make grocery bags, some food wraps, squeezable bottles, and bread bags. This plastic is considered safe, but unfortunately not often accepted by curbside recycling programs. Any plastic with a number 5 is polypropylene. Yogurt cups, similar wide-necked containers are often made from it, as well as water bottles with a cloudy finish. You'll also find it in medicine bottles, ketchup and syrup bottles, or straws. This plastic is also considered safe, but is increasingly being accepted by curbside recycling programs. Number 6, any plastic with that number, is a polystyrene or styrofoam, which disposable containers and packaging are made of. You'll also find it in disposable plates and cups. Evidence is increasingly suggesting that this type of plastic leaches potentially toxic chemicals, especially when heated. I suggest avoiding the use of number 6 plastic as much as possible. It is difficult to recycle, and most recycling programs won't accept it. Lastly, any plastic with a number 7 is a number basically meaning everything else. It's a mixed bag composed of plastics which were invented after 1987. Polycarbonate falls into this category, including the dreaded BPA. So do modern plastics, which used in anything from iPods to computer cases. It also includes some baby bottles, food storage containers, which resist staining. Use of number 7 is at your own risk, since you don't know what could be in it. You should dispose of any food or drink-related product, especially for children. This is also known to contain BPA. It is difficult to recycle number 7 plastic, and most curbside recycling programs will not accept it. So to summarize, plastics number 2, 4, and 5 are generally considered safe. Plastic 1 is safe too, but should not be reused due to the risk of growing bacteria, and any other plastic should be used with caution. So we know why we should recycle and what we should recycle, and we also know what the numbers mean, and I've actually always wondered what they meant, and I just thought they were just there. Parents should definitely explain to their children why it's important, and it doesn't mean that you just throw it away. They can also make it into fun crafts, make it into anything they like. You can let the creativity lead your way in recycling. You can make projects out of them. Some of them that I have even made are, I use cereal boxes for file holders. You just cut out like a corner of the cereal box, and then you can cover it with paper wrap, boxing, gift wraps, and it make it look nicer. And it just holds your papers and books, and it's a really good one because I've tried it and it's been working for me. You can use small containers like blueberries that or strawberries that come in, and I usually put my sticky notes in there. Or anything small that can fit. To find more ideas of what you can do with the recycles, you can go to Pinterest.com. They have many great ideas and many other things that you can look up. Or you can go to www.diyreuse.com. Or you can also go to www.recycleart, which is spelled RECYCLART.org. Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's show. Be sure to join me next time, which will be on science fairs and how to get your child involved and all the information about that and how fun it can be to join them. So thank you for listening, and I will see you or talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Shoulders, you raise me up to more.